The agenda during Rachel's afternoon pit stop at Lynn's that week included more than just coffee. She'd come to hear an update on Operation Best Man. After settling Rachel in with a fresh mug, Lynn pulled out her phone, opened her internet browser, and began typing. "Here's what I was thinking. What if you wore a tuxedo dress?" Rachel lifted her head from slurping her coffee. "A what?" After two more clicks, Lynn extended the phone for Rachel to see. "A tuxedo dress!" Rachel gaped at the checkerboard of images. "Surely not. Ignore the ones that look like lingerie." Lynn swept Rachel's most obvious objection aside. "Look at this one, and this one." Lynn tapped photos of actual dresses modeled after men's tuxedos, fitted like jackets across the shoulders, bust, and waist, and tapering into slim skirts. "I'll bet we could find you something like that."
"I don't know," Rachel said. "I don't want to look like a man."
Lynn chuckled. "Rachel, you could wear an actual tuxedo and no one would mistake you for a man. But don't worry, I'll find you the right one. Just leave it to me."
"Well, you'd better hurry."
And she wasn't kidding. The wedding was imminent. Rachel stood in the domed hall of the botanical gardens, clutching a spool of tulle and gaping at the woman coordinating the afternoon's events. It was a bit like peering through a wormhole and viewing Sharon 30 years in the future. Hopefully, just one of many potential futures. Rachel had a hard time believing anyone married to Lee would end up wound this tightly. Topping out at 5 feet tall, Deirdre Day nevertheless surveyed the room as if she were an ancient potentate overseeing her matriarchal kingdom. When her gaze fell on Rachel, she frowned. Rachel hitched the tulle higher and scurried forward, pulling in deep breaths and inwardly reciting Othello's "put out the light" speech to calm herself. She'd promised Lee that she would keep the wedding weekend running smoothly. As if volunteering to help decorate the hall was a scenario that would lend itself to smooth sailing. Rachel couldn't even wrap presents without it looking as if someone had attacked them. She could no more decorate a wedding hall than she could perform a spinning back kick.